lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Cron Fused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words. Hey, hi, and hello. This is your host, Cron Fused, a.k.a. Julie B., a.k.a., as you know, Zigzag Stardust. And why am I mentioning that today of all days? Well, depending on when you're listening to this, my EP is either just out or about to be out. It's coming out March 20th, and it's actually two EPs, Zigzag Stardust and The Stoners from Magrathea, and also Around the World in a Daze. And if you like this show, and if you've listened for a while, you'll probably love it, because it's filled with improvs. One of them is even from a show, so you might hear that. We're going to preview a teeny tiny little part of it today, and I hope you'll enjoy it. But instead of just talking all about me, we are going to move right along to our powerful playlist of the day, the afternoon. Starting with Clea Anaïs's Stars Still Dying. This is a super tender song and kind of fits the theme of the episode that I'm I'm kind of wanting to go with, which is like sounds, songs, feelings, things you have to express kind of in spite of yourself, for the sake of sound, for the sake of feeling, for the sake of art, and sometimes for the sake of processing. And if you check out this video and you learn a little bit more about this song, you'll see that Clea has done a fantastic job expressing and emoting grief in a really dreamy, tender, beautiful, bittersweet way. And I think the video does a very good job of expressing it as well. You should check it out. Was lucky enough to become acquainted with Clea at the Banff Center. And honestly, just one of the most genuinely caring and uplifting people you could ever be around. Really just a lovely soul, incredibly inspiring, incredibly creative and collaborative, and just very good at seeing people and fostering connections, just things I love in a human. And then to also have such a talent as well is a really beautiful thing. Multifaceted human, multifaceted artist, and it's a very lush, expressive song. So I definitely think you'll enjoy that. Afterwards, we have our queen, the Cheap Queen, King Princess, with their song Cheap Queen. Another one that kind of expresses this duality between saying what you need to say and being who you need to be and being where you are, and the sort of weird space in between that, and being seen as to some people as cheap, but other people as a queen, being seen to some people as like cruel, and maybe others as authentic. So I think there's space to be both. Then we're going to go to Consequence of Sound by Regina Spektor, heavy hitter in the indie folk world, voice of an angel, piano skills like butter on a pancake, just love everything about her. And then we have Staple Mouth, and ooh, I'm going to get the name wrong because I'm just going to check it really quick to make sure I don't. It's going to be Staple Mouth and Thamol, with two songs off of their Rift project. From Rift A, it'll be Daily Purge, and then from Rift B, it'll also be Daily Purge, both a cappella and the instrumental. Rumor has it they're coming out with a third iteration of this Rift project as well, Rift C, which will be the combination, the accumulation of all the tracks kind of in one. And we'll also have some comments from the artist themselves with that track. And then I'll probably stop, interrupt, have another little chit chat. Maybe that's when I'll play you the preview of my song. Maybe I'll play it for you later. You never know. Either way, I am glad you're here. I hope you've been having a lovely day so far. Hope that when we take it to the afternoon, it'll be even lovelier. And if you're listening to this on the web after the fact, thank you. Hope you're having a lovely moment with me. I'm having a lovely moment with you. Yeah, let's just get right to the music with Clea Anaïs's Stars Still Dying. Please enjoy it as much as I enjoy you. All right. This is Musish on 101.9. CITR Discorder Radio.
The first breath is arresting. Of love, of longing,
the distant dream. Good just yet, my brain and tongue just met, and the inference so far, my words don't travel far, they tangle in my hair and tend to go nowhere, they grow right back inside, right past my brain and eyes into my stomach juice, where they don't serve much use, no healthy calories, nutrition values, and I absorb back in the words right through my skin, they sit there festering inside my bowels, the consonants and vowels. The consequence of sounds, the consonants and vowels. The consequence of sounds. Got a soundtrack in my mind all the time. Kids screaming from too much beat up, and they don't even rhyme. They just stand there on a street corner, skin tucked in and meat side out, and shouting, I'd like to turn them down, but there ain't no knob. Born into picket fences, not into picket lines. All this hippie shit's for the 60s and a cliche in our time. But what if one of these days your heart will just stop ticking, and they sort of just don't find you till your cubicle is reeking? The consonants and vowels. The consequence of sounds, the consonants and vowels. The consequence of sounds. Did you know that the grave digger still get you stuck in the machine, even though it's a whole other daydream? It's another town, it's another world, where the kids are asleep and the loans are paid and the lawns are mowed. What'd you think? All the grave diggers were gone. Just 'cause one song is done, there's always another one waiting right around the bend till this one ends. Then it begins squeaky clean and it starts all over again. The weather report keeps on tossing and turning, predicting and warning and warning and warning of possible leakage from news publications and possible leakage from news TV stations. That very same morning, right next to her coffee, she noticed some bleeding and heard hollow coughing. The National Geographic was being too graphic when all she had wanted to know was the traffic. The world's got a nosebleed, it said, and we're flooding, but we keep on cutting the trees in the forest, and we keep on paying those freaks on the TV who claim they will save us but want to enslave us. And sweating like demons, they scream through our speakers, but we leave the sound on, 'cause silence is harder, and no one's the killer and no one's the martyr. The world that has made us can no longer contain us, and prophets are silent and riding away, 'cause consonants and vowels, the consequence of sounds, the consonants and vowels, the consequence of sounds. Down, 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 down. My rhyme ain't good just yet. My brain and tongue just met, and they ain't friends so far. My words don't travel far. They tangle in my hair and tend to go nowhere. They grow right back inside, right past my brain and eyes, into my stomach juice, where they don't serve much use. No healthy calories, nutrition values, and I absorb back in the words right through my skin. They sit there festering inside my bowels, the consonants and vowels, the consequence of sounds, the consonants and vowels, the consequence of
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Hey, this is The Mole. I did the music for this project, this series of projects, I guess, intended to just be an album at first. We decided after it was done to split it up into three different things. The first thing that we put out is the vocals with very little backing them, just some atmospheric stuff and sparse instrumentation. because Staple Mouth's vocals and his lyrics are very dense and complex, and I think really deserve to be heard up close and carefully. And then the second part is a slight reimagining of the music, just the instrumentals. So those two first parts comprise sides A and B of a tape that we call Rift. And then finally, later this year, we will release Estuary, which is the album proper on vinyl with the vocals and the music meeting. And I think it's pretty great. As far as the theme and concept, it's probably best to leave Staple Mouth to explain that as much as he will. I know that he prefers to leave a lot of the meaning up to interpretation, and we will be publishing, along with the vinyl, the complete lyrics written out so people can do just that. But yeah, here's the rapper, Staple Mouth.
Okay. Well, I'd say this project was inspired by the friction of two major currents in my, to allow my inner hippie, ocean of self, finding balance in both the creative and logical space, and exploring the newly discovered coral that reside in those waters that flourished over the time of, well, being unknown. A lot of those thoughts, ideas, words come from a space that wants to be heard, but lost in the static of daily routines for survival. I feel I possibly pull from subconscious interpretations of various communications, mouth noises, vowels and consonants that align in a way that communicate a feeling within me. Maybe. Oh, I don't know. All I know is something is being fed and wants to share.
Dancing through your web of lies, caught in your daily purge. Aggression sprinted through our minds, caught in your daily purge. Crafted to preserve our lives, caught in your daily caught. Caught in your daily caught.
Just simply me, bound shut to expand my voice aside. Beliefs fed by the nature of the nurture seed. Buried deep with a crack to fill alive. Hold firm, then follow peace. The path that bumps in valley peaks. To attach a link to the chords behind the scenes. Vibrated dots perfected on sheets of a carbon me. Print both sides of one pass, impress as God. Lithograph noise cut it through the fonts. Connect growth to youth, enchant the proof against the patterns laid out beyond the reach of stars. All chipped right off the void, empty but full of life. Magic and broken faith held beneath the light through the grid. We all feel gas, put a person in the struggle to maintain. Destroy.
This switch is locked in place.
Fancy to the touch.
Lost the line away.
Embrace to lose the clutch.
Longing for the known.
Forgotten only once.
Timeless letting go.
Seconds up in smoke.
Fade to make believe.
Rolling in my own. Have to help me breathe.
Alone but on the lone. Lead but looking back. Somber with the glow.
Don't follow me now. I'ma lead you to a black hole. Grow to sink a little deeper. Uprooted the feet. I'm filtered but the sediments is hella polluted. The heart but you're breaking to pieces. All the way to completion. Perfected but broken. Headless when intuition is needed. All muted to listen. Catching nothing is wisdom. Cute voice calls out from the past. Inner guidance outspoken but torn maps. Updated firewall. Walls into blocking a life-changing patch.
Is this made to blink like that? Batteries included, but nowhere to put them. Planned for a wedding, but paid for a funeral. Blame for tranquility, she begged for a tidal pool. Yeah, I crafted the damage, insecurity. Nah, I ain't needing a bat. Just want the plank to be fed to the creature of habit. Frustrated, gotta blame yourself. You're the crew and the captain.
And the cracking.
Falling from a cycle, just a person for sabbatical. Recycling, I hate to submit a token for the merry go. Round around, we turn into we vomit emotions. They kind of living, but it's really just an orbit that is like its own. Fortified by the magic castle with its candles pointing at each other. See what happens when you live on the counter zero. One is not a building block, it's just a block. Hey, don't think before you leap, you're gonna do a belly flop.
You did it regardless of what you projected. That image you polished was merely reflected. You should've just lived it and not be the witness. Built it, then burned it, repeated, and ashes.
Don't cry to me about it, you're the one that need to make it click.
Really though, I do it too.
You did it, regardless of what you projected. That image you polished was merely reflected.
You should have just lived it and not been the witness. Built it to burn it, repeat it in ashes. So proud of being about it, you're the one. Huh? What is that?
Hey, Demol, what is that? It looks alive or something. Looks out of place. There's like a plastic hand to it. Maybe it fell from the sky. Is it yours? I mean, oh shit, it's a planet.
Caught in your daily bird, dancing through your web of lies. Caught in your daily bird, aggression sprinted through our minds. Caught in your daily bird, crafted to preserve our lives. Caught in your daily caught, caught in your daily caught.
Look at all these crooked symbols that you use to build your psyche. Maybe if you turn them upside down, you'll find your roots to plant them. Look at all these crooked symbols that you use to build your psyche. Maybe if you turn them upside down, you'll find your roots to plant them. Look at all these crooked symbols that you use to build your psyche. Maybe if you turn them upside down, you'll find your roots to plant them. Look at all these crooked symbols that you use to build your psyche. Maybe if you turn them upside down, you'll find your roots to plant them. We'll be right back.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has a naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Hey, hi, and hello. Welcome back to Musish on 101.9 FM CITR Discorder Radio. I am Confused, a.k.a. Julie B., a.k.a. Zigzag Stardust. If my mic sounds weird, it's because it is. My cord for my regular mic broke right before recording this, so I'm using my little field mic, sort of weirdly adapted into my loop station. So, yeah, we're making do. We're doing what we can make happen. Anyway, that was The Mole and Staple Mouth with Rift A and Rift B, which are kind of like, I guess, teasers. I guess kind of like a little bit of a preview for their, oh, what is it called? Called Estuary, pardon me. Rift A and Rift B are, yeah, a preview of Estuary, a full-length album by The Mole and Staple Mouth out later this year. You can watch the two sort of visualizers that go with each part now out on YouTube. And honestly, I think it's a really cool experience to separate the songs like that. They're really interesting in their own right. I can totally see why they did that, and I will excitedly await their combination in the culminating vinyl project that they've got going on. Definitely check that out if I were you. Up next on the docket, or I guess after that I should mention, you heard from me, Spaceships Have Parachutes, off of my forthcoming EP, Zigzag Stardust and the Stoners from Magrathea, out on my birthday, which is March 20th, which might be tomorrow, might be next week, depending on when you're listening to it, might have just happened. Yeah, it's out on all streaming platforms. Get it in your ears really soon or right now, depending, again, where in time and space you have found yourself. I used a bunch of different improvs collected over the past year, and then I did everything myself, the engineering, the mixing, the mastering, the improvising, all of it. So I hope you like it. I also made the album cover, did the photo edits. I even shot most of the pictures for the album because, you know, I don't want to work with people unless I can pay them, and I feel really bad when you can't pay them. So you just got to do what you got to do, right? I can't learn how to write grants, but gosh darn it, can I use Procreate? Okay, moving right along to our scheduled programming, we've got Hold You by Indigo D'Souza, off of their new album. Ooh, goodness, the name of that escapes me. Let me just search that really quick. Oh my goodness, always with this. You'd think I'd learn. Anyway, it's Any Shape You Take by Indigo D'Souza, and the song is Hold You, I believe. Again, I really need to stop doing this. Yes, Hold You, you with the U, the cutest way to do it. And again, I feel like this is sort of a dualistic song. It says two things at once, kind of holds two feelings at once, but overall it's just adorable. And after that we have the Biting the Bombastic Chaise Lounge by Wet Leg. This song again is kind of like snarky bravado, but at the same time very cute and endearing, and like, you know, then the sort of if you think I'm flirting, then I'm flirting. If not, then I'm just playing in my band with my friends, like, don't even worry about it. And then afterwards we have Diamond Studded Shoes, the reimagined version by Yola. Putting in the reimagined version because I feel, again, it kind of speaks to two feelings at once. It's like, it even, the chorus, it's like, we know it isn't all right, but then the all right kind of turns into a, we're gonna be all right because we're gonna fight because it's not all right right now. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, we've got a dog who might want to join us, might want to cuddle me while I record. It's the biggest radio blessing, but it's also an audio curse. Anyway, this is Musish. It has been Musish. I don't think I'll be playing an improv at the end. Might play yet another teaser off the album, off of the second EP coming out, Around the World in a Daze. Again, that's out March 20th if you want to listen to it as a birthday present to me, because I know you love me, right? Don't you? Please, please love me. Anyway, this is Musish. You've been listening here on CITR 101.9 FM Discord Radio. Up next, we've got Dave Radio with Radio Dave, and this has been made for you on the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And I hope that until next week, that you stay inspired. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
You are a good thing. I- touch me.
What?
Hey, you, in the front row, are you coming backstage after the show? Because I've got a chaise longue in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume.
On the chaise longue.
things are gonna be alright. Yeah, ain't gonna be alright.
Watching me fall apart. They stay away, way away, so far away, and way, way, man, that breaks my heart. No big brother of mine never taught me nothing, just watched all the time. Then he caught me fronting, knocked on all that shit. Yeah, he was the government, but he paid for it, so I guess he loved it. Don't turn on, don't look at, don't tune into the TV to see me. You gotta work, gotta look, gotta do some spy work that is stealthy. Yes, it's daddy government coming, finding to take all my money. I'm hiding, I'm smuggling, taking it to a bank that is overseas. Don't gotta turn on the TV to watch me. I'm all there ready watching you watch me. I'm all dressed up to be paranoid today. I'm glad that you're here, but if you were the void, I'd act the very same way, okay? Hope you got a good show from me. Sorry that I don't know what it's gonna be. At least it's as exciting for you as it is for me. I guess that's the way I like it, extra cute and so silly. You don't gotta turn on the TV or tune in to watch me. I'm already there making art, staring at you, watching me. Yeah, big brother ain't got shit on me. I got creepiness degrees. Yes, you can say I'm the number one spy, James Bond, get on your knees.
Ta-ta. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it.
If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience. We'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Down with the